We wanted to go now to the biggest story from the Olympics this weekend. It's from a team that has essentially put a stamp in women's sports history. That's U.S. women's hockey. The team defeated Finland last night 5-0, and now they're advancing to the finals where they'll compete against Canada for the gold. Tara Sullivan is a sports columnist for the Boston Globe, and she was in the stadium during Team USA's win. She joins us from South Korea. Hi, Tara.
Hello.
So what was it like in the stadium after the U.S. women's hockey team beat Finland?
Oh, it was a great scene. I mean, it was a really action-packed game. The U.S., you know, got going early and got the crowd, which was behind them anyway, even more so into the game. And a real sense of anticipation for a gold medal rematch with Canada, because when Canada would end up winning later in the same night, you know, this is a fantastic rivalry and two great teams. And so the energy was pretty high.
But also the story behind the U.S. women's hockey team, they challenged and won in terms of getting pay equity for women athletes, despite, you know, the risk to their own achievements. How do you think that affects the team's performance?
Well, I found that a fascinating part of this story. This is a team that stays together, plays together a lot, even more so than on the men's side. But even more than that, taking a stand together and being willing to sit out the World Championships, which is what they were willing to do back in March, it just bonded them in a way that is hard for, I think, outsiders to really comprehend. They risked a lot. They had to believe in each other. They had to trust each other. And I don't think there's any doubt that that translates even more strongly onto the ice. Listen, it's not a magic pill. It's no guarantee, but it just forges connections and trust and belief in each other that I think is even a little deeper than it would have been without that having happened.
And let's just briefly talk about skating. Figure skater Nathan Chen redeemed himself this weekend after he stumbled last week. Were you surprised that he landed 6 quadruple jumps and ended the night in 5th place?
The whole building was surprised. The jump was one that he decided to add on his own. Going to bed the night before, he had been so disappointed with so many falls in the short program that, you know, like any kid, he kind of said it to himself, what the heck, you know, and I'm going to add this. He actually said screw it to himself. And it was a fantastic program. It was a bring the house down moment. It was kind of an odd setting because he did go so early in the night because of where he was in the standings. But it was a surprise to everybody, and it was very impressive.
And Mirai Nagasu, another American figure skating, she competes tomorrow in the ladies' short program very quickly. Does she have a chance at medaling?
She does. She does. If she busts out that triple axel again, there's absolutely a chance she could sneak in bronze and who knows what else.
All right.
Absolutely, she has a shot.
All right. Well, Tara Sullivan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. To read her Olympic coverage, go to radioboston.org. Thanks, Tara, for being with us.
You're welcome.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.